Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Hey, well, good morning, and welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. Hope your Saturday is starting off well. It is February the 7th, 2026. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We're live here every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WCCO. Welcome your questions, comments, thoughts at any point. 612-294-6949 is how you can join us. 612-294-6949. You can interrupt us at any point, again, by phone or by text. This is a show hosted by Mike Overson of Luminate Bank, Scott Wolmering, and myself, Ryan O'Neill of the Minnesota Real Estate Team, RE/MAX Advantage Plus. And again, appreciate you joining us here. Scott, good to see you, bud. We need your mic on there, friend. Good to see you. And welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Yeah, good to be here. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Like Ryan said, we are here every Saturday from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Love your comments and feedback. 612-294-6949. That's 612-294-6949. And if you're a little bit, you can text us at that number if you're a little shy going on air, and we will handle them as they come in.
Yeah, again, we were off last weekend. Every year, the Minnesota Real Estate Team, we do kind of a fun top producer trip. If an agent sells a certain amount, what we've always done is I invite the agent and a guest on the top producer trip. And last week, we had 25 couples, 25 agents who qualified for the trip. Agent and spouse had a really nice time, great trip. It's just a small way for me to say thank you to them, to congratulate them on a great time. Scott, was a great trip, wasn't it?
It was an awesome trip. In fact, we just flew in last night. We stayed an extra few days. The crew all left on Tuesday. We stayed till Friday. Yeah, just you know, obviously top producer trip, so everybody's got big personalities, lots of different ones, and but it all meshes well. Everybody gets along great. Had a ton of fun. We're just obviously appreciative to Ryan and Kathy, his lovely wife, for setting this up every year and going to some fantastic resorts. This one was in the Dominican Republic, so a lot of fun.
Yeah, again, big thanks to our CCO listeners. Over the last probably month or so, we've gotten a lot of nice text comments, a couple really nice reviews as well from CCO listeners who we've been fortunate enough to work with. And that's what we do here at the show, is that we're here to provide information, help, and everything regarding everything real estate related, mortgage related. Excited today, we've got a new guest, Himmler, with Housing Hub, an outstanding property management company here in the Twin Cities. Obviously, we work with a lot of real estate investors. A lot of the agents on our team are longtime real estate investors as well. And so property management is an important piece. And but this first, within the first segment, we always like to do a real estate and mortgage update. We're going to pass the torch to our good friend, Mr. Mike Overson, Luminate Bank. Mike, top of the morning to you there, brother.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good to see you. You got a nice haircut, too.
I did. Thank you. Actually got them all cut, Ryan.
You look,
thanks for noticing. Huh?
You look good.
Yeah,
you look
Saturday.
You look great there, friend. What's cooking mortgage-wise here?
You know what? Rate-wise, the one word that I would use to describe rates right now is steady. If you look at the last 3 weeks, it has been steady Eddie, up an eighth, down an eighth, maybe up a quarter, down a quarter, but it hasn't really done any more than that, right? Just this nice little wave hovering right around 6%-ish, give or take, and that's nice, right? That stability really is all we need to have a really crazy, busy spring in our industry, and if we happen to get rates that drop down a little bit lower, if we hit a 5.75 or even would be crazy if I think if we hit 5.5 sometime this spring, it'll be bonkers out there.
So so no mortgage-backed securities have been bought yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Right. And we were predicting – so we've been talking on the show that the administration that's currently in office is talking about buying $200 billion worth of – $200 billion, right? $200 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities, which should artificially kind of drop interest rates down, you know, and we'll see when that happens. I think it's going to probably happen – 60 days before the midterms. I mean, if you were, you know, a political strategist, you would probably say that would be the time to roll it out because, you know, it'll drop and it'll give the Republicans kind of a little bit of a boost. But we'll see when that happens.
Yeah, again, Artie, Mike, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt here, but Artie, again, some texts coming in. You can text us or you can text us or you can call us. Don't hesitate to call as well. This one says, good morning. I'm thinking about selling my home this spring. In signing with a realtor, what questions should I ask, and what should I expect to pay for a commission? Is this a good time to sell? Thanks. Enjoy your show. Thanks for listening. Yeah, so questions, what should I ask an agent, and what should I expect to pay for a commission?
Yeah, well, let's talk first of all, is it a good time to sell? In my opinion, it's probably 2021 through about a five-month gap was the best time to sell ever that we've had in the Twin Cities. I would say this is probably going to be the second or third best year to sell. If you are just selling, I think we'll get into the numbers here in a minute, but I bet you're probably right around 7,000 homes on the market, 18,000 balanced. So it is the most aggressive seller's market outside of that 5 month in 2021. Questions you should ask. It's interesting. People choose a listing agent for way different reasons than they choose a buyer's agent. So when you meet a buyer's agent, you normally hire them because you trust them and you just kind of liked them. Maybe you met them at an open house, or maybe your sister refers them to you and you just think they're a great gal or guy and you work with them to buy your house. It's a different mindset on the selling side. You know, that is your biggest asset typically for most people that they're ever going to sell. And so questions you would ask is, how many listings do you or your team carry? Meaning how much marketing presence do you have in the area? What's your time on market? What list price to sale price do you end up with? What is your feedback like? How do you market it? I'm going on and on here, Ryan, but jump in.
Yeah, all really good questions. Again, I think it's important to know what's most important to you as the seller, and determining from a marketing perspective, that's partly why we as a team do so many different things marketing wise. Featuring listings on the radio. We believe in still print. We post a number of our listings in the Star Tribune, social media, online. You're trying to create the most demand, really, is what you're trying to do. And it's important to work with a team, with an agent that's going to do that, Scott.
Well, the other thing I always tell my sellers is, think about it from this standpoint. If you're interviewing me for listing your home, And you are immediately like, God, I would never want to work with this guy. I wouldn't want to have phone conversations with him. I wouldn't, if I was another agent, I wouldn't get a really good feeling about this. What's their reputation like, throughout the industry? Because it's very, very important, because there is a method to the madness to push your house to multiple offers. And any agent that tells you that's not their job, that is incorrect. That is their job, is to get the most for your house in the shortest period of time with the least amount of headaches. So as you're meeting with an agent, that's what you would ask yourself. If I was out there writing, would this be the person that I would want negotiating for me on my side?
Yeah, we'll talk about commission here after the break, too. Again, already up here at the first break at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you listening wherever you're at. You got questions, comments, thoughts, 612-294-6949 is how you can join us at any point. Excited, we got Ryan Perpich in studio with us. Ryan is a good man, a kind soul. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, welcome back to Act Two of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you listening. Hope your weekend's going well, everybody. Quick real estate numbers here in the Twin Cities. New listings decreased year over year, down 11%. There were 806 new listings. Pending sales also down a little over 5%. 571 accepted purchase agreements. And then the overall inventory of homes for sale, as Scott mentioned, about 7,510. A very low inventory in the 20 years we've done this show. We've had times when the inventory was 36,000. So literally five times as many homes on the market. That was during the crash, which was a different time. Scott, maybe hit commission, if you could, just a short understanding for people on what should I expect to pay in this market?
Yeah, you know, we had a person call in that said, when I'm looking for a listing agent, what are the questions that I should ask? Obviously, one of the questions, and I would argue one of the least important questions that you should hang your hat on is what the commission is. So, for example, if you're meeting with an agent that is listing it at 6 and another agent will do it at 5.5%, and you immediately go, oh, I want to go with the 5.5% agent. Well, you know, what you really should be asking me is who is going to be able to package this so that I'm going to get the absolute, the absolute most for my house in the shortest period of time. And that's the agent that you're going. This is a big number. So $1 million house, 0.5% is $5,000. So if you're meeting with somebody and you think, if this guy can't get $5,000 more for my house than these other people or gal, that's what. But that's a question that you want to ask is what, you know, what is the commission standard? Is typically about 6%. With the change in the lawsuit that came out, we're seeing a lot of agents now that will list at just the listing side. So they might come in and say, look, my fee is 3%, and just understand that we're gonna have offers from agents where it will vary anywhere from 2.2% to 2.7% to 3%. And so it really depends. Are you going to go with an agent that does the whole thing at 6% and then they make 3.3 and they pay out 2.7? Or do you just go on the listing side and then see what the buyer's agent's asking for and whether that ends up being an acceptable number when you do the net sheet after you get your offers?
Yeah, we are, before being real estate agents or brokers, obviously we're consumers. And so, you know, the money side is important. And, you know, I think to Scott's point, you know, I'm a big believer that you kind of get what you pay for in life. And you'll see oftentimes a lot of listings on the MLS that maybe are listed at a super cheap commission that are not presented great, maybe not priced correctly, long market times. And so just hire somebody you trust that has a good operation. Reviews are very important. It's one of the reasons with the Minnesota real estate team. You know, again, if you Google the Minnesota real estate team, it's a really important piece to us, the review side, not the sales side as much. It's the review. We want to be good to the consumer and do the right thing. And so well, just some good points.
Well, and butts in the seat. I mean, you know, 10 showings versus 20 showings is going to eat up whatever commission difference you could possibly think of. So who is going to drive traffic to your listings? Who is going to position the property so that you're getting the maximum amount of showing? So, for example, Ryan knows this. I see a listing at $309,000, and I want to pull my eyebrows out because you lose about 38% of your buyers as soon as you go $300,000 in a buck. And there are a lot of agents that won't have that hard discussion, and it really is in the seller's best interest to listen to that because you're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars when you get 5 or 7 or 8 more offers.
We got to keep moving.
We
got to keep moving. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show, and we appreciate you joining us. Again, just had a nice comment, Tom Gallagher, on our social media stream. We are on social media as well throughout the whole show, says Himmler with Housing Hub is the best. That's pretty nice. That's a pretty nice compliment there, young man.
Thank you, Tom. Checks in the mail.
We're going to be talking in a little bit. It's the first time that we're having Housing Hub join us. They are a local, very well-known, reputable property management company here. And so we're going to be talking a little bit on that piece as well. Before we do that, though, Mike Overson, Luminate Bank. Mike, anything else for buyers? I mean, with the current interest rate, that's always kind of the number one thing people want to know. Interest rates, current market. What are you seeing already? Multiple offers with your buyers, your pre-approvals you've been issuing?
Yep. Yeah, there's definitely multiple offers going on right now. We see the activity ramping up. It's no surprise. We knew this is what's going to happen. The Super Bowl is this weekend, right? The Monday after the Super Bowl kind of marks the official spring market is here in our industry. The floodgates open and it gets crazy. So I have had a lot of people reach out to me to say, hey, look, we might not be looking to buy until, you know, May or June or July. Is it too early to start? And I say, no, it's not too early to start. You want to get your ducks in a row now because then we can see where you're sitting at. And if there's something that we need to do to put you in a better position, we have some time to do that. And if there's nothing that we need to do to get you in a better position, you're already at the top, well, then great. You know you're sitting good. And when the time is right, now you can hit the gas pedal and go.
Mike, we got a question here about a credit and a pre-approval that says, if I get a hard credit pull from a second lender, does that hurt my credit score? Sounds like they might be pre-approved with someone, and then they're doing a hard credit pull. Does that hurt your credit score?
It's a good question. So in the credit world, there's a 14-day window from when lender number one pulls your credit for you to have as many other lenders pull your credit as you want, and it doesn't hurt your score, right? So day one, lender one pulls your credit. You could literally have 100 lenders pull your credit over the next 14 days.
Don't do that, by the way.
Don't do it. But if you did, it wouldn't hurt your credit score, right? Once you get past that 14th day, now those subsequent pulls are going to start hurting your credit. So there's that 14-day window there where you can be like a good consumer, shop a little bit, get your credit pulled maybe by a couple of different places, and then there's no negative impact on that.
Yeah, and you know, piggybacking on what we were talking about earlier and checking or choosing your real estate agent, for a listing agent rather, it's the same thing with choosing a lender. Well, what does a lender have to do with what if I'm going to be able to get a house for the best deal or whatever? It has a ton. I do a ton of listings. And I'm telling you right now, if I have 25 offers on my listing and I have a bunch of virtual lenders, they go to the bottom of the pile. I look at local lenders, people that you can get a hold of, people that I know for my seller, the home is going to close. There's not going to be a bunch of garbage going on because, again, it's price and lack of headaches that you're looking for when you're in closing.
And as, again, all of our friends, real estate friends at the different companies in town, you know, you kind of get to know lenders, and obviously they have a reputation too. Who closes on time, you know, who's honest, who's going to give you a straight, you know, straight shot. That's, again, one of the main reasons we work with Mike and his team. Great reputation there, young man.
It's true. You know, you know, unfortunately, it's not just, hey, I filled out an application to someone, they said I'm good to go, and now I'm going to go to closing. Unfortunately, there's a lot of times where that doesn't happen. There's hiccups, there's bumps along the way, things like that. And, you know, it's a good lender will be able to hopefully identify potential hurdles up front and address those early. But if something comes up that no one saw coming, how do they approach that situation, and how they find and solve for that situation? That's a huge factor.
Yeah, this is a real kudos to Mike. My daughter actually bought a house in Minnetonka, and there were five offers on it. She was $10,000 light, and they went with our offer because of Mike Overson, because they knew there were not going to be any hassles, it was going to close, that it was solid, they had no worries in it. And that's a pretty big gap to put your trust in, and that was all Mike.
Hey, just one quick note before the break. Again, we mentioned every year we do this kind of fun little trip. And there happened to be at this resort where there happened to be a piano at the resort. And so, of course, every year, you know, I'll sit and play and we'll sing some songs. What happened to be like three of the nights they were there that I ended up doing a little show.
They're putting them on staff now.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. Yeah. One of the gals, they were from somewhere else, came up to me afterwards. She said, wow, are you on staff?
Yeah, that was,
I don't know. I had to laugh. I was like, all right. Anyway, it was fun.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's more than fun. Ryan is very, very modest, but he is extremely talented. The harmonica and the mic, the piano, the place is going nuts. Everybody's dancing. And if you have a chance, go to the Minnesota Real Estate Show Facebook page. I'm sure there's videos of you on there playing it.
Yeah, we should have pulled you up there, man. We should have pulled. I saw you were there.
Yeah, trust me. That is not something that you ever want to have happen.
Hey, before the break, I did want to feature Laura Antolik has got a great listing in Hopkins, 1948 Main Street, right in Hopkins for $375. Scott, this one's an updated and bright 2-plus bedroom, 3-bath, two-car garage townhome. Great Hopkins location, updated kitchen in 2021, new cabinets, quartz countertops, high-end GE cafe appliances. It's got a great open floor plan, hardwood floors on both levels. You got large bedrooms, a primary, has a walk-in closet. Move-in ready, Laura says. You'll fall in love with this home. It's got a flexible space for the third bedroom. 1948 Main Street in Hopkins for $375. That's a really good area down there. You've got a lot of amenities really close by. You know that spot pretty well, Scott.
Yeah. Jordan actually lives right off of Main Street in Hopkins, and it is super fun.
Yeah. One other one, quick before the break, is again, Laura has a listing. Laura Antolik has this one in Savage, 4208 West 121st Street for $225,000. This is a townhome, updated, move-in ready, two-bedroom, end unit, one-and-a-half bath, two-car garage. It's got a great open floor plan, white kitchen, granite countertop, stainless steel appliances, LVP floors, new carpet, new paint, updated bathroom, and a large lower-level family room with three-fourths bathroom. Very well-run association, Laura said, and rentals are allowed. Good precursor to Himmler coming up. This one is, again, 4208 West 124th Street in Savage, $225,000. Both these properties listed with Laura Antolik, the Minnesota Real Estate Team, RE/MAX Advantage Plus. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hope your weekend is going well. We're into February already. It's starting to warm up here in the Twin Cities, and we appreciate you joining us by phone or text 612-294-6949, 612-294-6949. Had a question come in that says, do you ever recommend listing low to attract multiple offers? Or should we list at our best price? Scott, before we go to Himmler, quick thoughts on that?
Awesome question. That is a question that I have every single time I do a listing presentation. The seller and I will determine what the number is. Okay, so here's what your number is. Now, what's the best way to get to that number? And it depends on a lot of things. Are you $1.5 million property where there's a potential that you can leave some money on the table? We're probably going to be closer to what the property's actually worth. Maybe even a little bit above, versus you are a $300,000 two-story that's worth $325,000. I can tell you right now, with no doubt whatsoever in my mind, that $300,000 should be your list price. Because again, five offers versus 20, people are competitive at nature. People also don't want to be the first one that's doing it. You can think all the time of listings, agents listening to me, that I had a listing for $2.5 million that was absolutely exceptional, but it was worth $2 million. And nobody would write on it. So then eventually no one wants to write on it because they're like, what's going on? Why isn't this place is awesome. Why is nobody buying it? Well, they're not buying it because it's overpriced. But the buyers, they don't think that. They think there's got to be something going on with it.
Yeah, want to invite on, he's been waiting so patiently here, our newest partner to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Great company. You all are probably very familiar with this company called Housing Hub. Outstanding organization here in the Twin Cities. Really excited they joined the Minnesota Real Estate Show and our team as the newest partner here. Himmler joining us here today. Thanks for coming on here today, bud.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I really had a nice chat with you and Janet. Just really impressed with you guys. She does an awesome job for your organization. She's, can tell, very organized, and just you guys really got it dialed in.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Janet's amazing. If you work with Janet, I work right next to her, and she's constantly at her desk, eats at her desk. She's got her little snacks all day long.
Really?
She's just typing away from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., like, nonstop, pretty much. But yeah, she's amazing at what she does.
Tell people again, who is Housing Hub? What are you doing, and how are you helping listeners?
Absolutely. So we're one of the bigger companies in town. We've got a little over 2,200 units. Actually, probably crossing 23 by now. We probably added about 300 last year. And we do everything from our smallest is probably a 400 square foot studio. Our biggest rental is probably a little over 5,000 square foot. Home, and then we've got everything in between. So apartment building, single family homes. The only thing we don't really get into is furnished because it gets a little bit tricky, but we'll pretty much take on most properties. And we're all over the place. The majority of our properties are in St. Paul, Minneapolis. We've also got as far as Andover. We just listed a couple of properties there. We're in Richfield. I've got a bunch in Blaine and Savage area as well. And honestly, we pick up a lot of higher end rentals too in the last couple of years from people if they can't sell their properties, especially at the end of summer. They get a little nervous. They don't want it to sit, so they turn it into a rental for a few months until they're ready to put it back on the market. So we get a lot of those as well.
Hey, Himmler, this is a question I've always had, and Ryan hates this phrase I use, but I call it the Peter Principle, which is eventually you reach the Peter Principle in any neighborhood. You could be the nicest house by $400,000, but if your neighborhood is $500,000, there's a point where people just aren't going to pay that more. What is that number in the rental market? Is it $5,000? Is it $10,000? Is it where is it where people just, you know, you get $2,000 for a split level, but you're only going to get $2,800 for a two story. You're not going to get $4,000.
Right. Well, with single family homes, once you kind of get inch closer to $4,000, it becomes pretty tricky.
Yeah.
I always tell owners when they have anything that's over $3,000, I said, look, if it's a $2,500 single family home, I can probably get 15, 20 showings in, you know, 10 to 20 days. If it's over $3,000, I'm only going to get maybe a couple.
Yeah.
And my thing is, I just need a one yes. So don't get nervous if you only see me come around a couple of times a week. Not too many people can afford a home in that price range.
So how would you say, just kind of for the lay person, casual follower, how is the rental market in the Twin Cities, would you say?
It's great, honestly. Our slower seasons is once you get into kind of November, get into the holiday season, it gets a little slow. But again, once you turn after the new year, January 1st hits, 60-day notices have to come out. People are looking for spring rentals. Then it's all hands on deck from here on out till end of September, early October. It starts to fizzle a little bit. But we still get a lot of people coming in out of town. I hate to say this, a lot of divorcees. I think I moved in three in the last 4 people that I moved in going through a divorce. So it's still busy during the winter seasons, but this is literally the start of our busy season.
Yeah, you could have your own business based on my divorce situation. rental.
Yes.
Do you so Himmler, with what standard for someone to pay if they're thinking of maybe they own a property and I'd like to rent it with you guys, and is it full service? Do you do everything like handyman stuff, and how does that work?
Oh, yeah. We do full service. Even we're all realtors, so we even sell homes. We don't do too many home sales, but we definitely offer it and do it. But, yes, we do everything. Again, we're a larger company, so we have in-house maintenance staff. You've probably seen our vans. I literally got a call yesterday from a guy, and I always ask, hey, how did you hear about us? I saw one of your vans driving by, and that's how I called you. You'll see our signs everywhere. We're big on signs, lawn signs. We advertise a lot. Generally, we do everything from maintenance. So what happens, the process goes, if you sign with us, we'll send one of our agents to go in and inspect the property, take listing photos if it's ready to be listed, and then send the inspection report to the owner and just start the listing process. Once we list the property, which is usually 24 to 48 hours after we do the inspection, unless it's not ready yet. And then, you know, it's all hands on deck with our company. Everybody's incentivized to show a property. So if I'm the leasing agent for 123 Main, I'm not available. If somebody wants to see it at 5 o'clock tonight, I guarantee you there's somebody in my company that does want to show it, will show it, and they're incentivized to do it.
And what's the cost? I mean, normal cost for managing a property.
Yeah. So, basic, fee is $99 a month for a single family home or just one unit. And the more units you get a little bit of a discount and goes into percentages, especially when you get into multi-unit buildings. It makes a lot more sense for the owner to pay percentage instead of pay the flat rent, especially if they got rents, you know, $1,000 or less or so. It's like 6% of rent. Tenant placement is pretty standard. It's equal to 1 month's rent. So whatever the place rents at, then that's what we charge for us to find you a tenant. And again, that goes from A to Z. That goes from the listing process to the showing process, processing applications, doing the move-in, collecting the funds, the lease, everything from A to Z, to doing the walkthrough, handing them the keys. And then, again, if we manage the property, we stay on board. And if not, we make an introduction to the owner. There are some owners who just want help finding a tenant, and they'll manage their own properties, and we do that as well. So.
Himmler, is it similar to the real estate market where, so for example, I have a 1,000-footprint box rambler in Apple Valley, 3 up, 2 down, or I'm sorry, 3 bedrooms, 2 bath. And they're all the same floor plan. I mean, they're literally the same house. But one maybe is a little ugly, doesn't show that well. It might sell for $200, where the other one that's the same exact floor plan is cuter, shows better, might sell for $225. Is that similar in the rental market, or is it just three-bedroom, two-bath, and you get this for it?
No, it's similar. That's why I like to do property visits. If somebody says, hey, can you give me what this property will rent for? I'm like, I'll give you a ballpark, but I need to actually see the property, go inside, walk through it, and then kind of figure out what the rent is. I'll give you a range. I always give them a range. So if I feel like your property is somewhere around a $2,500 property, I'll say your range is somewhere probably 24 to 26. I'll start off on the high range as long as you meet, you know, what I'm looking at, and then we'll work our way down if we're not having any luck. But I just had a property in Apple Valley, actually, a townhome. We managed two of them in that subdivision. One of them is really high-end and completely redone. The other one needed a little bit of love. And while we were actually renovating the one that needed a little bit of love, we showed the other one and said, same exact floor plan. This one has carpet. This one is going to have granite countertops, so on and so forth. But I priced that one a little bit less than that because it's not as, sure, you know, it's not as upgraded as the other one.
So, four-bedroom house in Bloomington, what should it rent for?
I just listed one for $3,000, and I'm getting hit on it like crazy, and I feel like I underpriced it. But yeah.
East or West Bloomington?
It's east.
Oh, wow. $3,000 in east.
Yeah. Wow.
I literally listed it yesterday at 7 p.m., my last thing, turn off my laptop.
Ryan's all upset.
I woke up this morning to a bunch of requests to see it already. So
Ryan's all upset because he's got a bunch of rentals in Bloomington. He's collecting like $800 a month.
No, I just wanted to see what Himmler, to test your knowledge. That's good. Is it? Yeah, Mike, sorry, you had a question.
I was just going to say, so let's say someone calls you up this weekend and says, that, you know, I got this house that I want to rent it out. You guys get out there, do the inspection stuff, get it listed. Average length of time to get a renter put in there for your just standard kind of suburb single family home?
Usually within a couple of weeks. I rent out places within a weekend. If I get too many requests for it, like I am for this Bloomington one, I'm probably going to do like an open house style where I just do 15-minute intervals, get everybody in. And honestly, it works out great because people see other people are interested in it, and I get a bunch of applications. So I get properties off the market a lot of times within the first weekend if it's a hot property. A lot of it depends on price. Always a struggle with the owners. If they want a little bit more than what the property is probably worth, then we always tell them, like, look, we'll put at this price, but we'll report to you once a week. We do usually report 7 to 10 days to the owners, let them know how the listing is going. And I tell them, look, after the first 10 to 14 days, couple of weekends, if we're not getting anywhere, then obviously the price that you want us to put it at is just not there, and we start, you know, lowering it a little bit.
Himmler, we're up against our final break here. Best way for people to connect with you, with Housing Hub, your awesome team?
Absolutely. I'm a big marketing guy. I will give out my cell phone. You can call me on my cell, no problem. You can text me. Leave me a voicemail if I'm not available. If I'm not available, I'm usually either sleeping or in the shower is usually my dad joke, and I answer in the shower half the time. So my cell phone number is 651-528-8401. Or you can reach me by email as well. If you don't feel comfortable, calling me straight ahead. And that's Himmler at housinghubmn.com. And Himmler is H-I-M-L-E-R. I spell that name about 100 times a day.
And you can also find him at mnrealestateshow.com. And your cell phone one more time for people that might have missed it.
Thank you. 651-528-8401.
We're up against our final break here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Before we do, just wanted to hit a listing. Fong Cao on the Minnesota Real Estate team has one in Plymouth, Scott, 915 Pineview Lane North. This is the Wayzata School District. Got hardwood floors, three bedrooms on the same level, walkout family room, newer mechanicals, siding, windows, roof, huge fenced-in backyard for $460,000. 1915 Pineview Lane North in Plymouth. Be sure to check that one out. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the final segment of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you joining us. 612-294-6949 is how you can join us throughout the week. Questions, comments, thoughts. One last listing to touch on, Scott. This one's in Lakeville, 17775 Empire Trail. For $530,000. This is a six-bed, three-bath, three-car garage, newer construction home. It was built just last year, 2025. It's move-in ready. A quick close is possible. Three beds on the main level, three beds in the lower level. walkout basement, a large family room, and it's close to shopping, parks, entertainment, schools. Susan Mall has this listed with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus. She's doing an open today, Saturday, 2 to 4, tomorrow, 1 to 3. And again, a very nice property, 17775 Empire Trail on Lakeville, Minnesota, for $530,000. Be sure to check that out. Mike, we had another credit question if you wanted to comment from earlier that says, after the 14-day window on a hard pull, how long should you wait to shop for a new lender if you missed that 14-day window?
That's a good question. It's kind of an arbitrary question, kind of more whatever your opinion is there. I mean, if you got something in hand that is you like and is reasonable, do you have to shop anymore? Probably not. If you think there's something better out there, or if you're planning on, you know, buying sooner versus later, you know, if you're going to get your credit pulled and you're going to get hit 5 to 15 points on the pull, but you're at an 800 score, so you're going to go down to 795 or 790, doesn't matter. 790, 805, 800, 795, that's all in the same bucket. So kind of more personal preference, maybe situational based there. It's a tough kind of general answer, I guess, to give.
I got a question that came in. Say, guys, in this market, how long should it take to sell my house?
Yeah, I mean, we're at historic lows, again, for inventory. Scott and I were commenting, a couple of people on the trip, and we've said this, if, you know, on other weeks, every day in my email, I get like 5 to 6 buyer need emails. Like, I have a pre-approved buyer. They've got 20% down. They can't find a house. You know, does anyone have something coming? You know, the home should sell, in my opinion, within the first week. If the listing agent, the listing broker has done everything correctly. And in many cases, multiple offers. You know, it doesn't mean you've undersold by price. The market will bring the price to what it will sell for. And I'd say, Scott, with this historic low, a week, I mean.
That was my answer, a week. And people out there going, oh, my gosh, a week. You know, there's no way in the world that, yes, it is. You got to remember that if you go back in time, let's go back to the crash where we have 33,000 homes on the market. There, you would actually be aggressive in your pricing. And the reason is because you could leave money on the table. You might get 2 showings in 4 months. You can miss that number. Now, depending on what price point you're at, 300, 500, 750, a million and a half, you're talking about 15 or 20 showings if it's priced correctly and marketed correctly in the first week. If you don't have 3 or 4 offers on it, you are wrong. Your number is wrong. Or there's a chink in the armor that no one's going to overlook at that number. And that we should clarify that. Backing to a busy road, things that cannot be overcome, it's harder to predict how bad that is going to hurt you. And so that might take a little bit more time. But in a clear, just regular listing, no big, you know, you're not on a cliff. You're not back into Lindale. You know, no major issues.
Doesn't smell like
bad stuff. A week, you know, 10, 15 showings, multiple offers. If your agent's good, you put it together, you max out, you get your number.
Yeah, you need someone who's going to be honest with you about value and to be able to share from a consumer's perspective. Again, your first showing's online. So how is the presentation? Do you use professional photography? Again, there's so many elements of it that it's important. Again, it's like anything in life, you know, Google them or ChatGPT them now and see their reviews. You know, see, are they legit? You know, what is their standard? Mike, you had a thought too. Sorry, I interrupted you.
I just went into the chink in the armor comment that Scott made. It's like, there's just certain things like super steep driveway that's on the north side that never thaws out in the winter, right? You're always dealing with that icy, you know, steep driveway. Smells are a big thing.
Yep.
So if there's a one-off thing like that, there's no chart to say, hey, if it smells bad, you're going to get this much less. I mean, who knows? The doors are wide open at that point.
Yep. I listed a house on Murphy Parkway. For those that are in this South Metro, you'll know it when you're going down 35E. There's all these huge homes in a valley. So if you're looking to the west, you'll see them, huge homes in a valley. You have freeway noise. 168 showings later, I finally sold it. How bad was that freeway going to hurt it? Was it 25 grand? Was it 50 grand? Was it 100 grand? you know, and of course to the seller, no, you get used to the hum and everybody loves it. Well, the reality is they don't love it, and there's going to be a kick in the teeth from pricing, but you can't really attach a number to it because it's arbitrary.
Well, again, are you hiring someone that maybe this will be their first listing in 2 or 3 years and they just want the business, so they'll take it at any number or whatever? Or are you hiring someone that maybe will have a kind, gentle, harder conversation with you?
Just to
tell you, because there's nothing worse than you sign the contract and then it's a week later and the seller calls you up and you're like, hey, what's going on? Why hasn't my house sold? What, you know, and you don't want that. So you want someone who's going to be honest with you. Just rip the Band-Aid off. Talk about it at the appointment.
Well, and if you're hiring somebody that in your mind you think, well, this person just wants to sell it, then don't hire them. You know, because understand this, if I'm your listing agent, I know I'm selling your home. I mean, I know I am. So I only want to make sure you get the best possible terms for it. And most agents, I do truly believe most agents are like that.
Mike, last thoughts for folks?
Super Bowl's tomorrow.
Yeah, Super Bowl predictions.
It's got to be quick.
I run this little contest based on those pickings. Seattle.
Himmler?
I'm a Vegas guy. I'm going to say 24-20 Seattle.
Oh, all That's right. Mike Overson, Luminate Bank. Encourage folks to reach out to his team, Luminate Bank. Wonderful local company. Thank you all for joining us. We appreciate it. Hope you all have a great weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl tomorrow. Again, reach out anytime. Questions, comments, thoughts. We're here to help you and your family. Take care.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.